Have you ever seen a business ad that made you shake your head and wonder, what were they thinking? Today, we're diving into some of the most cringeworthy and, dare I say, hilarious business ads that completely miss their mark. Get ready for some marketing mishaps that will make you laugh, but I'm going to bring some lessons too that you can learn from these advertising fails, so don't miss today's show.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome back to the show today on this Wacky Wednesday, where we try to look at the lighter side of life. It can't be serious all the time. We're talking about some epic advertising fails from some well-known brands. These are brands you're going to recognize. These are ads that made it all the way to the public before finally someone said, wait a minute, that slogan or image totally doesn't work. From culturally insensitive taglines to products being used in inappropriate ways, we've got some great examples of marketing messages gone wrong. While these ads are hilarious in hindsight, they teach us some important lessons about strategic communication and avoiding public relations nightmares. I am really excited to share this topic with you today. Well, it's a cool morning here on the farm, but the sun is shining and the cows are enjoying some beautiful grass hay. Now look, before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You could do that at AskRalphPodcast.com because you don't want to miss tomorrow's show when we handle something that people always say the only absolutes are death and taxes. I don't mean to make light of it, but tomorrow we're going to be talking about what do I do about taxes when someone dies. So we're going to take a really serious topic and I'm going to break it down for you. But let's get started with today's show. And the first glaring example, this comes from 2013 and the automaker Hyundai, they had a Super Bowl ad. This ad's suicide attempt is a man tries to use a Hyundai Genesis to kill himself by breathing in the car exhaust.
What are you guys doing?
But the car has clean emissions, so he survives. It made light of suicide and was banned after public outrage. The ad showed a man trying to commit suicide by connecting a hose from the Hyundai Genesis' exhaust pipe into the window, attempting to poison himself with carbon monoxide. However, because the Hyundai Genesis had clean emissions and no carbon monoxide, the man survives the attempt. The ad closes with the caption, "Don't try this at home," and a voiceover saying, "The new Hyundai Genesis, 100% recycled air." Well, folks, making light of suicide in an ad was seen as highly insensitive and dangerous. Suicide prevention groups spoke out against the ad. The ad was criticized for showing and somewhat glamorizing a method of suicide. It could potentially give vulnerable people ideas. It was banned from further airing during the Super Bowl broadcast after the initial public outcry from mental health advocates. Now, of course, Hyundai apologized for the ad after the backlash, saying that they had shown poor judgment, but did not intend to make fun of suicide. However, the damage was already done to Hyundai's reputation through the offensive and inappropriate content. It reflected very poorly on the brand. So what do we learn from this? This is lesson number one.
Stinky.
The ad highlighted the need for extra care when tackling sensitive topics in advertising. Even with a disclaimer, folks, the ad crossed a line in trying to use suicide humorously to sell cars. That's just not funny. Let's move on to our second example. Next up is an infamous public service announcement from New Zealand's Accident Compensation Corporation. This one went off in 2005. This provocative ad presented a speeding car packed with unrestrained crash test dummies being propelled forward during a collision. Disturbingly, the dummies are shown violently smashing into walls, windshields, and other hard surfaces. While the ad does communicate the importance of wearing seatbelts, it does so in an extremely graphic and unsettling way. Well, unsurprisingly, there was a massive public outcry over the excessive shock value. The ACC had to swiftly remove this insensitive ad. So what's the lesson there, folks? Lesson number two. Shock factor doesn't equate to effective messaging. While emotionally provocative ads grab attention, going overboard can damage your brand and completely derail your initial intent. Let's look at our third glaring example. Our next advertising mishap demonstrates cultural unawareness at its finest. Back in 2002, Pepsi launched a mysterious advertising campaign in Taiwan with billboards that showed an image of the Statue of Liberty with the middle finger upraised. Wow, shocking.
What are you doing, you moron?
I know, as you can imagine, American consumers were outraged, considering the offensive gesture on such an iconic symbol of our nation. However, the real reason behind the confusing billboard soon came to light. In parts of Asia, the middle finger up gesture signifies the number 7, not an obscene insult. Due to the lack of cross-cultural awareness, Pepsi completely bungled this campaign. So what's the lesson here? Lesson number 3. Immense cultural intelligence and region-specific expertise is an advertising must. You got to know your audience. One communication norm in your home country may be incredibly offensive elsewhere. Got to adapt to localization strategies. So we've handled some really crazy ads that absolutely missed their mark. So what are my key recommendations for avoiding advertising missteps? You know, I always want to bring you action items. So now that we've explored some major marketing mishaps, let's discuss key tips to avoid epic fails when promoting your own business. So we might not have a big business like Pepsi or Hyundai or the country of New Zealand. All of us do advertising. And here's some key things. You've got to vet all aspects of your campaign with a diverse set of objective eyes, looking for potential misrepresentations. Send these things out to other people to look at. You've got to conduct thorough consumer testing and research on your targeted demographic before public launch. Consider cultural norms and sensitivities when expanding campaigns to new global markets. Localize wisely. You've got to err on the side of caution and corporate social responsibility. Shock value risks brand damage. It might seem like the right thing to do, but those shock ads can really destroy your brand. You know, that's the whole issue with Hyundai. They had an idea about how clean their emissions were, but it doesn't make sense to talk about suicide in that. Now, one thing that Hyundai did do, which is the next thing I bring up here, is that it's issued swift apologies and removal of any ad or slogan causing unintentional offense or harm. But that's why you've got to vet these things. You've got to send them out to other people. You might not see it yourself, and especially if you're a small business person, I highly recommend sharing those ads with other people in your industry or other people you trust. You've got to monitor public sentiment and conversations once campaigns are live. Be ready to respond and adapt. Don't just drop that ad out there and just walk away from it. You've got to be aware of what's going on. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You can do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with future questions for future episodes. There's a microphone icon in the bottom right corner. Click on that and say, "Hey, Ralph, why don't you talk about this or why don't you talk about that?" I'd love to talk about things that you're interested in us handling on the show. Now, while you're there, make sure you join our email list. You want to do that so you can enter into our weekly $25 Amazon gift card drawing. And while you're there, if you find that you would like to talk to me one-on-one, you can schedule a consultation right there on the website. So let's recap in summary. Ineffective or offensive advertising can lead to revenue loss, brand damage, and public relations crises, and nobody wants those. But with proper vetting, wisdom, and care, your marketing campaigns can hit the bullseye with your audience while avoiding disastrous missteps. Well, faithful listeners, I hope you enjoyed this lighthearted look at some of the worst marketing mess-ups and that you picked up some valuable lessons in strategic communications. Remember, thoroughly vetting your campaigns, avoiding shock value, and embracing cultural intelligence is the key. And of course, seek God's wisdom and guidance as you aim to run your business ethically and profitably. Be sure to visit our podcast page at AskRalphPodcast.com for more inspiring business tips. There's over 300 episodes out there. You can find something that will interest you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about death and taxes. And what do you do when someone passes away? Well, my friends, stay financially savvy. And as always, may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.